Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Ruth King back on the show. That's right. Ruthie's back. Ruth is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on 9 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She's the CEO of Profitability Channel, the author of several books, including The Courage to Be Profitable, and all the things that connect that profitability, the accomplishment of profitability, and how that impacts your cash. That's what's amazing. It's a beautiful cycle if you can get it right. Right, Ruth?
Yes. I mean, I most small business owners don't understand which is most important, cash flow or profits. And mm-hmm. cash is important, but the other two are actually more important, believe it or not.
Well, I think when I think of cash and profits, I think of cash as the oxygen of your business, and the profit is the nutrient of your business. It's the food. The food and the water. You can only live for a few seconds, you know, or minutes without oxygen. Which is, you know, tantamount to how cash is in your business, but you can live for days without water and maybe even a week or two or whatever without food. So you can go longer without profit than you can without cash, but they really are so beautifully interconnected, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are. I mean, cash is really important, but positive cash flow is even more important. I mean, you got to keep that oxygen, keep going in.
Right.
I mean, if you look at let's assume that you had a big tank of water and you had a spigot on top and a drain on the bottom, and there's a certain level of water, you know, of water in that tank, and let's assume it's, you know, October 1st, which is what we're coming up on, and they assume that level of water is the level of cash that you have in your checking accounts. If you just have cash, and then you every week during the month of October, you're opening that drain and spending that cash, mm-hmm. and nothing's coming in. So, you know, at the end of October, you close off that drain, and then there'll be less cash in the tank, less water in the tank, and then you do it in November. And all of a sudden, at some point in time, you have absolutely no cash left, mm-hmm. and you're out of business for all intents and purposes. We're not the federal government. We can't print money.
That's exactly right.
It's not our thing. But, so cash flow is more important than cash.
It is more
important. You got to have it coming in.
Right. That's exactly right. You got to have it, the timing, and that's one of the big jobs. And frankly, the thing that absolutely just astonishes, shocks, and horrifies and frightens any small business owner in the early days is how fast cash goes out.
Oh my gosh.
And
yeah.
how slow it comes in.
Mm-hmm.
And if let me say this, folks. If you've never run a business, within 120 days, you will become 1,000% smarter about how cash works. It will take your breath away to the point where you won't believe your own eyes when you look at your own numbers, will you, Ruth?
No, and it's most people just look at a profit and loss statement and they don't realize that that's not how much cash they have
Mm-mm.
in the bank.
Mm-mm.
It really and truly is not. It is just how much profit or loss you had in a particular period of time. Either your revenues were higher than your expenses and you had profit, or your expenses were higher than revenue and you had loss. Mm-hmm. It is not the amount of cash that you have left in the bank.
That's
it's
right.
Not there.
Because, especially if you're a B2B business, and you're giving customers terms.
Credit.
You're terms, giving them
yeah.
credit, allowing them to pay you in 90 days. Or that's the myth, right, that they'll pay you in 90 days. And what the truth is that regardless of, here, folks, here's the thing to remember. Regardless of If you're extending credit customers, regardless of what the number is, you'll always have to pay your vendors quicker than your customers will pay you as a vendor. It's a hateful natural law, but that's the way it is, isn't it?
Yeah, unless you can do a deposit up front, or you can do part of it COD,
something
or
like
you get
that.
A credit card.
Something like that. When I had my consulting business, I'd get a little deposit up front. It would help out with the cash. You'll either learn or you won't make it. But it will take your breath away, the speed of cash. We come back. I want to talk, Ruth, about what's been happening over the last 5 or 6 years with regard to deleveraging, with regard to profitability and cash flow, and your thoughts on how companies are doing these days. Right back with Ruth King. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.